This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live in Richmond on AM 910, FM 105.1, and all over the DMV on our flagship 106.7 The Fan. Remember to kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They are the official show sponsor of G&D. They will help protect your assets, update your will and trust, schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Jason Wright to join us at 4. 1 hour from now, we'll talk to the president of the Commander's business operation, so make sure you're listening at that time. And at 4 o'clock when he joins us, we're giving away tickets to see Three Sheets to the Wind. They are America's number one tribute to Yacht Rock. We've got those tickets coming up at 4 o'clock. Right now, though, let's get to the BetQL guest hotline where Aaron Taylor awaits. He's one of the top college football analysts in the country. You know him from CBS Sports. Aaron, in D.C., the big conversation right now is about this college quarterback crop, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Curious for your thoughts on those three guys and what you think about each of their ceilings and floors.
Well, there's certainly upside for all three of them. I wouldn't consider this a quarterback-rich draft. There's some good ones that have the potential to be very good. I don't know if we have any elite quarterbacks from an NFL production standpoint in this year's draft. So with that said, you would expect them to be taken very early, potentially with the first three picks. Going out west with Caleb Williams, what you love about him is his creativity, his production, his ability to extend and create with his legs. His 2022 tape and his production was off the charts. You fall in love and go, if that dude can do most of that in the NFL, he's going to be a gold jacket guy. But then you put the tape on this year with not as strong as a supporting cast, an offensive line that maybe wasn't ideal for what they were looking to do, and he struggled a little bit compared to that other tape. So decision-making, not holding the football too long, trying to force things and make things happen is certainly one of the things that teams and scouts are going to be evaluating. And, of course, his maturity level, which to me he answered with that tearful embrace with his parent after their last game that had ramifications of the championship on it when he sobbed there. His give a S factor is pretty strong, and I think that's going to allow him to carry forward. And I give guys a pass a little bit in the NIL world for, you know, having to deal with all those distractions. Take a look at Jaden Daniels. This dude was a West Coast guy as well, transferred in from Arizona State, lit it up, four-year starter, is exceptional outside the pocket, thrown accurately on all three deep levels, but puts his body in jeopardy at times. So he's got to be smart with his decision-making, take what the defense gives him and slide versus being foolish, because the NFL stands for not for long, and if he does that, he'll get himself hurt. Drake May is the prototypical quarterback. Think Justin Herbert, 6'4", 230 pounds, rocket arm, but he didn't make the best decisions these last couple years at North Carolina, particularly this year. So accuracy is about not just where to throw the ball, but when to throw the ball. And he made some really bad reads with complex blitz concepts and put the ball in jeopardy too much. So those are going to be the evaluations of the pros and cons on those three. but they're clearly the three best of the bunch with J.J. McCarthy bringing it home at fourth.
Aaron, you mentioned the gold jacket. Obviously, we're not asking to predict at this stage, but if you, you know, hop in your DeLorean, your time machine, you fast forward, which of those three guys up there at the top would you say has the best chance to be the superstar, transcendent, Hall of Famer type guy? Highest ceiling.
Man, if I'm looking on the hoof as a quarterback and what they could be given their skill set, ironically, I would say Drake May because of the 6'4", 230-pound, the rocket arm that teams fall in love with. It's what Buffalo fell in love with Josh Allen, plus his mobility, but his accuracy was terrible his last year at Wyoming. I called a couple of his games, and I had a lot of concerns about who and what he would become. But you loved the cannon, and he's now using that cannon and having some success in Buffalo. They haven't been able to get over the hurdle, but Drake May is the type of player with his skill set that if he can clean up all the other things, and that's a really big if, let me own that, that I think if you're picking blindly with looking at a guy on the hoof and what skill sets are, you'd take him. If you're looking for a guy that's a good combination of that with some mobility, I think number two would be Caleb Williams, and number three, Jaden Daniels for me. Jaden was so fun to watch, but I worry that he's the prototypical college quarterback that can get away with things that he can't necessarily get away with on the next level. But what you love about him, what's going to keep him around is, again, his ability to get outside of the pocket, throw the football with accuracy. When the pocket breaks down, he can hurt you, and that's going to bode well for him long term.
Aaron Taylor was a guard for six seasons in the NFL, won a Super Bowl in Green Bay, college star at Notre Dame, two-time All-American. You see him on CBS Sports, excellent college football analyst joining us here on Grant and Danny. Specific to May and Daniels, because they're more likely going to be the options for Washington, Caleb Williams, I would imagine, goes one to the Bears. It seems to me like May doesn't get enough credit for his athleticism, his scrambling ability, 40-plus first downs on scrambles on third and fourth the last couple of seasons. And then the other way, I think Daniels, it seems like everyone looks at him because he's a dual threat and electric runner and maybe shortchanges him as a passer a little bit. What do you make of their abilities to do the things maybe that people don't consider their calling cards?
You know what? That's a great point, because I think when we get into talking season like we are now, we don't have a full ability to do deep dives on these guys. So you bring up a great point, starting with Drake May, around his mobility. He's not Drew Bledsoe back there, right? He's not Peyton Manning back there at all. To your point, he has the ability to extend and create, but as you compare it to the Caleb Williams, the Jaden Daniels, the Lamar Jacksons, the Kyler Murrays, it's nowhere near that. But mobility for a quarterback can look a lot of different ways. Believe it or not, Tom Brady was an extremely mobile quarterback, but it was within the confines of the pocket. He navigated and worked and bought himself 4 and 6 inches in every which direction, as well as we've ever seen that done at the quarterback position. So no, he couldn't tuck it on third and eight and pick up the sticks and man coverage, but he could be able to buy a split second time where he can deliver a pass to somebody in the flat to move the sticks. So from that standpoint, Drake May is absolutely serviceable in terms of his mobility. He's not a big stiff back there, but it's not something that you can consistently rely on and that teams are going to have to dedicate entire parts of their prep to be able to control. You roll the dice, you trust your athleticism on the other side of the football to nullify that. Whereas I think with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, that's a much different proposition. Jaden Daniels throwing the neighbors, man, the deep ball accuracy was beautiful. Sometimes his balls would die out. Sometimes they wouldn't be as accurate as they would want to be, and it would take what should have been a 80-20 ball and turn it into a 50-50 ball, and neighbors and their other receivers that are super talented would go up and get it. So it becomes a sliding scale when you evaluate talent at this level, particularly when you're considering taking a quarterback at that high. So everybody has a different algorithm and matrix as to way that they weigh those things. So fit and system and processing ability, upside potential, experience, injury history, all of those things factor into whether a team takes those one or two guys. And to your point, I think it's going to be Caleb Williams first. And I think people fall in love with upside and the wow factor and putting seats or butts in seats. So Jaden Daniels goes two, and I think Drake May would go three with J.J. McCarthy. A lot of people are excited about him. I'm not. I think he's the fourth quarterback off the board.
Aaron, there's a million reasons why I'm not a scout. I'd be terrible at it, number one. But here's where I'm coming from, and I just want your reaction to this. I saw, I think, three games of North Carolina and Drake May. I think I watched Jaden Daniels five times. Each of those five games that LSU was playing, it was like video game stuff. Five touchdowns, 100 yards rushing, 40 yards passing, just incredible. I watched May struggle against Clemson, struggle against NC State, and then play okay kind of middle of the season. I can't remember which opponent it was. I can't get those quote-unquote big games out of my head for May. And that left such a sour taste in my mouth. I mean, we're talking about at the top of the board, pick two here. So obviously, I had the beholder. But talk me out of that, or react to that, or kind of give me your thoughts.
No, you're seeing that spot on. And from that standpoint, I think we can also get distracted by shiny objects. And you throw the tape on, you're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be the next Lamar Jackson. It's going to look great, but he's got a much better and more accurate arm. You know, you can't miss on this kid. And that just doesn't necessarily translate, nor does it with Drake May. I think, what's the best way to look at this? I think they're both players that have very high ceilings, but also potentially lower floors. You trust the athleticism and having a player get himself out of bad situations with that intangible than you do a strong arm and bad decision-making. So the lesser of two evils from that standpoint, I'd happen to agree with you that Jaden Daniels is the better pick over Drake May because of the struggles that he showed consistently throughout this year in turning the football over. You can't win in the NFL turning the football over, and if May doesn't get that corrected, he's not going to be in the league very long.
Aaron Taylor, who is an outstanding college analyst, joining us on G&D. You can watch him on CBS Sports. And he is here today to tell us about the latest involvement that he's had with Future Fans, a game launched with a couple of Columbus, Ohio entrepreneurs. What can you tell me about it?
Man, I'm excited to share something about Future Fans. It's really created an opportunity for me to connect with my daughter over football in a fun and creative way. My daughter was anti-football. She's a first grader because football in the fall always takes me away, so she wouldn't sit down and watch. So what Future Fans has done is reimagined the way to introduce football, which is sometimes complex in its rules and concepts, and does that by embedding them in creative ways in a storybook-led experience. So at night, I'm reading a children's book to my daughter about, you know, Katie and Connor going to sports camp. And there's this story that unfolds over six or seven nights when you're sitting down reading where you're starting to learn the concepts of football. So after you read the first night, what we did is we got out session number two, which is a beanbag toss game, which is the way that you have four beanbags and four hoops and you get four tries to get the beanbag into the next hoop. If so, you can advance and get four more tries. That's a brilliant way to introduce the concept of having four downs for a first down. And the result of that is that I've been able to have this incredible experience with my daughter and teach her the sport I love in a way that's enjoyable for both of us. So if you're a girl dad out there and looking to crack the code to get your daughter to be as good of a fan as you are, or your kid in general who just doesn't understand the rules of football because it's hard, go to Amazon or futurefans.com. And if you go to futurefans.com, put in the promo code FANS to get a 15% off discount code there. But it's $60. And the value there at $59.99 to create the experience for the whole family to enjoy. And we're playing ring toss every other night. So this isn't like a one-time thing. It's that one-on-one connection around the sport of football that I'm so excited about. So anything that can promote the sport I love, I'm 51 years old, still on scholarship. But I want to share that with my kids, and they've found a brilliantly creative way to do that.
Aaron, this is a lot of fun, man. Really appreciate the time and insight, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.